darkness.
Sure.
Yeah, it took me a while to get the dates straight of what today was. It is the 16th of May, and I think I bobbled the last interview up by saying it was the 18th, till I found the point. But here we have North Toronto. We just seen a game, and I have head coach Philip Prestrand of the North Toronto Nitros. Head coach, and we're just going to talk about tonight's game. It ended up 4-1 for the visiting Simcoe County Rovers. And so I just wanted, we'll start with just your thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, I thought we started really, really slow. I don't know if that was our setup or our personnel or it's our third game in 6 days.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the reason was exactly, but we were really lethargic and started slow. Conceded some goals that are, you know, definitely avoidable, but credit to our opponents. And I thought the second half was much better, considerably better. We fought better. We made better decisions on the ball. We were more organized. There was more goal-scoring chances as well for us. Unfortunately, we couldn't get that second goal to make it a tighter game towards the end. But overall, I thought it was a game of two halves, and
we got
a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I thought so. Because you almost had the almost a tying goal there in that second half,
right.
And then the guy put it away, of course, hidden in that. They bring on the leading scorer last year
right, in the whole league. Right.
They've grabbed him. Let's see, now you're new. You were, like, I'd say last year, like, co-coach with Marko Milanovic, who has moved on to be the first ever coach of the new Northern Super League's AFC Toronto.
That's right.
Of course, talked to him quite a while. How are you fitting in? It's all on you now.
You know what? We've got such a great staff and such a great group of people at North Toronto. A really easy transition. Marko and I are good friends. It was great working together last year. Marko was the head coach. I was the assistant.
Right.
And this year I've grown into the head coaching role. You know, it's been seamless. It's been nice. And you know, it's a great group of players to work with and a great young group of players. So we're learning as we go, but it's good. It's been a really enjoyable experience so far.
Okay. And now there's always a lot of these League One teams. There's also players come from a certain school, and you are coaching still with the TMU.
That's right.
University.
Former Ryerson.
Yep.
Yep. That's right.
Well, they're going to get the name of their own subway station.
That's what I've heard.
A couple of months.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to go to that school even before it was Ryerson.
Oh,
it was a
Polytechnical
Institute.
Yes. Oh, okay. You're an alum. That's great.
Old guys. Now, okay, we're just a bunch of players are going by.
Sorry.
Friendly, saying good night. Thank you. Great. Let's say if the guys who passed, I don't name them by name, but you'd say, like, is there like 5 guys or 10 guys of going to school?
I would say of our returning roster next year for TMU, let's say we have a 25-man roster, probably five players aren't on the team. So of TMU guys, it's probably maybe 15 guys, 16 guys on the team.
That's
so
pretty good.
75% maybe.
Okay, that's good. I know
something
there's...
Like
what Alliance United does is they have alumni. They never leave, and they're still like 30-year-old guys.
That's right. Still playing
for the team. Yeah,
sure.
Nice. And so this, you had that game on Tuesday. It's one that, for the record books, for the wrong reasons, but this Ronaldo Marshall scored like 4 goals in 11 minutes.
Sure.
But you shook it off. I wasn't thinking... Like, so early in the game, you guys looked like you were in trouble, but it really was that turning it around. Like, from 20 minutes on, you guys were fine, and you were actually getting them upset because you were, you had definitely more chances in the second half than them. Yeah.
Right.
Now, there's also some guys, maybe they're not going to your school, but I've remembered Cyrus Rawlings.
Yeah.
I know he's had injuries over the years. Now he's with your team. He was the original with York 9 FC when the league first started, and the TFC 3 player of the league in League One Ontario as the young player of the league. Is he like 100% healthy now?
He's always got a little hamstring issue right now, so he's still working his way back into full fitness and full form. Took almost a year off of soccer as well.
Yes.
So he's every game he's getting better and better and stronger and stronger. So he's been an amazing addition. You know, his experience and leadership off the field has really spoke volumes to the group. Speaks so well to the team at halftime and after games. His work on the field is a great example for young players as well. So he's a tremendous asset to our team.
Okay, and then there's your goalie, Dante Ferrero, who you've brought over from. He was Woodbridge last year.
That's right.
So you brought, how do you get different players? Guys leave, guys come in.
Sure. So Dante plays for me at TMU.
Okay,
so
there's a reason.
Easy transition. Good. He's going into his senior year this fall, so I told him, you know, if you're interested, come play for me for the summer so we can prepare for the fall. So Dante was a TMU player that we brought over.
Okay, and their backup goalie was Grant.
Played for your team last year. That's right.
Your team, yeah. That's well, right. Okay, yeah. School. Well, school doesn't last forever. Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter. I guess those guys were 30 years old. Mr. Cotter, yeah. Okay. An old show from the 70s, yep. Okay, well, thank you very much for talking about this, and we'll see you in happier times,
yes,
I'm sure. Later in the season, a great place to play, and now there's some huge stadium in the background for, I don't know, maybe that Oasis concert.
It is, you're right, Coldplay and Oasis.
Oh, wow, okay, this summer. Yep, okay.